Well, my first question to you, there have been all kinds of reports of people feeling anxious about this reopening. And from an expert's perspective, what is it about being isolated for so long that causes our brains to do this? I'm kind of asking you the science behind this.
Yeah, thanks. So that's an interesting question. Don't quote me on the numbers, but to my understanding, we've been on this social isolation and quarantine kind of thing for the past 15 months, if I'm right. And, you know, when you are isolated for such a long time, it can affect your brain because obviously you're disrupting your routine and day-to-day activities. And it can be very challenging because you're breaking the usual routines. When you are isolated for such a long time, then even for people who don't have any pre-existing mental health problems, obviously you develop anxiety, depression, which comes because you're isolated from your family members, your loved ones. That causes sleep difficulties, that causes anger, and that can lead to a lot of issues. But obviously we are all looking forward to reintegrating back with our loved ones now with the vaccine, the infection rates going down. Everybody is optimistic about it. I think majority of the people will not have a lot of issues, but because of the isolation, some people who are already anxious by nature, probably their anxiety got worse because they're worried about getting infected all the time and they've been masking up and, you know, isolating themselves. For those people, I think reintegrating back would be a little challenging, but, you know, you can do it systematically. I would say, you know, for people who are having really difficult time reintegrating with everybody, start with, you know, with only few people. Start with talking with only few people, your close friends who you know are confident that they're vaccinated or who are like, who you're confident that, you know, they're taking all the measures. Start reintegrating with them and then slowly start going to grocery stores during odd hours and then where you expect not a lot of people to be in there. And then slowly start, I think that is like, you know, in medical terms, we called it as like systematic desensitization, where, you know, exposure response therapy kind of thing, where you start reintegrating people back slowly, step by step, and see how they do.
You touched upon something that I wanted to ask you next. Obviously, not every single person has developed these feelings of social anxiety. So with that being the case, is it possible the people who are feeling these feelings had underlying social anxiety all along and just didn't realize it? Kind of like what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, it is possible. It is possible. Obviously, it is very possible that people who had mild anxiety, who are overcoming all those things, by using all the coping skills that they knew, were able to overcome all those things by all the coping skills that they knew and were functioning appropriately. But, you know, suddenly they were told to stay home and suddenly they were told to, like, you know, maintain distance from other people. And they were told to wash their hands repeatedly. They were told to make sure that they're sanitizing everything. And now, you know, they have to go back and do what they were all doing all along, but, you know, suddenly they were in isolation for such a long time. It's going to be challenging for them. And I think people who had mild anxiety also because of isolation, because of all these things, because of worry of being infected. And I mean, we all know somebody who got probably COVID in the past 15 months. And they have seen their family suffer through that, only worsens their anxiety. And that can exacerbate those anxiety issues that they already had, which were mild before.
In your professional experience since this thing started, and maybe from some colleagues' perspectives as well, what aspect of reintegrating into society is it that people are most afraid of?
I think they're worried about the getting infected again. They're worried about uncertainty. Obviously, there is a lot of uncertainty about whether there are variants, whether, you know, whether this pandemic situation will come back again, and that's a major worry I think most of the people have, because even though we are reintegrating, which we really have to. But we are also worried, back of the mind, that is the pandemic really over? Or is it just, you know, down now because the infection rate is low?
I'm curious to know how this will affect the people who never really socialized prior to the pandemic, meaning very young children. For a lot of people of a certain age, these first formative memories will come in isolation, in quarantine. So what is it that this is going to do to their social development?
So that's an interesting question. So from age 2 and above, that's when, you know, we really realize what's going on around us. And, you know, a lot of these kids, for the past 15 months, they have been out of school. They're not going to their friends' birthday parties. They're not interacting with other kids because they were told by their parents that it's not safe. And they're seeing all people wearing their masks. They are not allowed to touch a lot of things. And, you know, parents themselves are very anxious, and that reflects onto their kids. Being a child psychiatrist, what I can say is, like, you know, these kids will definitely have a lot of questions when they start reintegrating, when they start going back to school. As adults, as parents, you know, it is our job to really educate them about what happened in the past 15 months and why we had to do what we had to do. And now, moving forward, when they're anxious, we just have to be patient and work with them and explain to them this is the reason why we are reintegrating back. You know, we have seen that with vaccinations and other measures, the infection rate has gone down. I think we are in a relatively safer environment, but we still have to be cautious, and that will probably help them a lot. It's hard to say whether we'll see an increase in prevalence of anxiety or depression or mental health problems because of the social isolation for such a long time in kids. With education and support, most of these kids will do good. That's my opinion.
You brought up two things that make me have questions. First of all, you say that parents need to talk to their kids and they need to explain to them why we've been in isolation over the last 15 months. Are there certain ways that we can talk to the kids and, I mean, so that they can understand? How is it that we can speak on their level so that they can understand in a satisfying way to them?
Just simple terms, explain to them, like, exactly what happened, what is COVID-19, what is virus, and why we did social distancing measures, and what is vaccination, why we are seeing the infection rates have gone down, in very simple English terms. And, you know, I think they once they understand, they'll start processing, and that will help them to function better once they start reintegrating back.
Are we expecting that there will be higher rates of separation anxiety? I mean, I know what it was like for me as a 3-year-old the first time I left my mom's arms to go to preschool and what a fit I threw at that point. For these kids who have never been to school before, are we expecting even more severe separation anxiety?
It's possible. It's possible in the beginning. But, you know, there's nothing to panic. Most separation anxiety, once you start reintegrating back slowly, they'll start doing better over a period of time. It's possible that they'll have more separation anxiety. It's very possible. You know, if you have been isolated from not only from school setting but also from social setting for such a long time, a lot of kids are not exposed to strangers because they are at home, and some of these kids are like using. It has increased electronic. Their usage of electronics, and they're lost in that. And, you know, when you separate them from that, that also causes a lot of separation issues and irritability and anxiety issues. But, you know, with time, if we are patient and if we work with these kids, they will definitely start doing better.
And with that being the case, you said so much about going back to school, sending these kids back to school, and what we can do to ease some of that pain. How about outside of the school? What can we do as adults for kids outside school from a social standpoint to help them to reintegrate?
Start reintegrating them in small groups, as I said, with friends and family, with people are safe, and then, you know, socially. And then engage them in activities that would help them socialize with other kids of their age to begin with. And then, you know, once you, they start going back this, with being summer, and there are a lot of, you know, I see that activities are opening around our area, and then, you know, reintegrating back in those activities before the school would probably decrease their anxiety a lot. And every time they struggle, as parents, you know, we just have to stand there, stand by them and explain to them and try to process their emotional difficulties with them, and that would probably help.
My last question to you, and it's something that you touched upon that I think is very important. You brought up electronics and how electronics have been, for a lot of kids, their only source of contact with the outside world for these past 15 months. Is it important to start to separate them from their electronics? Because I feel like that could really help.
Yes. You know, obviously research has shown that increased electronic time causes a lot of, you know, attention problems, anxiety issues, mood issues in kids. It's very important to remember that, you know, for kids who are younger than 7, it's to limit to electronic time to 2 to 3 hours, not more than that. I think this is a time for us to think about, you know, setting up rules for electronic time for kids and engaging them in other activities, family activities, like, you know, even playing puzzles, just talking to kids, reading books to them would help a lot.